HRNradio.com, where positive people and podcasts unite.
Hi there, this is Sally Kirkland, and I have with me all the way from New York, Daryl Gaines, to tell us what's happening in the stars. Hi, sweetheart.
Good morning, Los Angeles. Good afternoon, New York City.
So I'm curious, today is December
20th.
Say it again.
How are you doing?
I'm hanging in. December 22nd is today, right? December 22nd.
Today is the 22nd.
Could you start off by telling us the rest of the year?
We're going to talk about 2015. We're going to talk about what's going on right now. It almost feels as if it's January 1st. If ever there were a week to start a New Year's resolution, it would be this week. I know many times on your show I've said that January 1st rarely has been a starting point. And again, this year, there's a reason why New Year's resolutions fail, because many, many times there really isn't potent planetary energy to begin or to plan. Every day we want to begin, but choosing a specific day to make a resolution rarely is January 1st that day. The old timers had it right. They based the New Year's starting points on the lunar cycle. Yesterday was a really, really great time to define a resolution. We had a new moon in Capricorn, and we want to think about that. Capricorn is ruled by Saturn. Saturn is a very serious energy, not negative. Unfortunately, it feels negative because it's serious, but in many ways, it's the luckiest planet in the universe because it allows for us to find the road of self-betterment and the betterment for the collective consciousness, too. We're all under this sky right now, this beginning of a new moon in Capricorn, where we can bring order into our life. We can start making plans, tenacity, resourcefulness, ambition are all at our disposal. The challenge with Saturn is it's tough love, so it doesn't have that goody-goody feeling, say, of Jupiter or Venus. But I truly believe in the end it is one of the luckiest energies from above, because it gives us an opportunity, first and foremost, to define our boundaries and to accept them. That's the tough love part, acceptance. And once you accept, then you work within those boundaries. And if you walk the chalk line as Saturn, as Capricorn, ask us to, and that sort of gives a feeling of a dark cloud, but it's not. Because once you stick with it, and remember, Saturn is about time, and if you respect time, in due time, your ambitions, your plans will come to be. The challenge is to keep our chin up and not embrace doom and gloom, not to embrace melancholia, even though, especially now, we have the Sun in Capricorn, we have Mercury in Capricorn, we have Venus in Capricorn. This is a very serious time. This energy, not only Saturn, but Pluto, as I've said many times over the last year and a half, because the United States was born July 4th, 1776. So all the issues on the front page really speak volumes for what is happening above. As above, so below. The chart of the United States over the last 2.5 years, what has troubled us over the last 250 years is coming to the surface. It has been unpleasant. It has been challenging. And this is not to new age it up. But the future really is so bright, our eyes should be burning. Because we have a chance now to look at this, the ugly part, and to correct it. As we all know, it's been a tough time ever since August till now. This weekend was devastating with the NYPD policeman being assassinated. It's very, very troubling. And not to sugarcoat it and to say, oh, but in the end, we're looking at the most unpleasant parts to this country. We will do better. We are better. Any thoughts, Sally?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay. And remember, tomorrow, Saturn moves out of Scorpio, sort of like it's on a, what's the term they use before a show opens on Broadway? In previews. Because it moves into Sagittarius. And remember, Saturn and Scorpio. Scorpio is ruled by Pluto. So Pluto goes deep, deep to what lies beneath. And it brings it up. And that's what's happening right now. Tomorrow it moves into Sagittarius in a sneak preview. Because of the cycle, it will go retrograde. And on June 15th, it will return into Scorpio. But starting September 12th, it will be on Broadway, opening September 12th through the end of 2017. So, what has come up over the last 2.5 years with Saturn moving into Sag? And think about, what is Sagittarius? It's Jupiter. It's a higher consciousness. So what has come up? The beauty of the cycle. We will have the power of the mind to bring understanding and healing and get away from the emotion of it. We'll be able to step back. Starting in the fall, we'll see a lot of these challenges much, much, much more positivity because we really are well on our way. So in many ways, the challenges that we see right now, and the last hit of it on March 15th, when we have the issue of tension, we're going to look at it even more, but it's going to be okay. And I'm just not shooing it away. It really is going to be okay. I just hope that before we realize it, we don't do more damage to ourselves. And when I say ourselves, because we're connected, regardless of what one feels, we're connected. As much as we fight that, you know, there's a great song, take a look, look in the mirror, you'll find the person you hate the most. We are connected. And I think that will become abundantly clear more and more as we move into that higher conscious state of Sagittarius. So, chin up. I know it's a very challenging time, but as I said before, the future really is so bright, our eyes should be burning. We've made great progress. We just have to step back to make it better. And the step back has been very challenging. But to really, really find our highest expectation of that dream, we have to get through these challenges. So what's going on with you, Sally?
I'm learning my lines for a part in a movie in Middleton, New York.
Coming to New York.
Today's the day I think that all the DVDs of my movie, Archaeology of a Woman, get to the Academy members' houses.
it was so wonderful to see all the support.
Yeah.
And the buzz. It was really wonderful that you were mentioned as the contender for the Oscar nomination.
Yeah, a real long shot, happy. But a contender.
You know, it's all good. The performance will stand the test of time.
Yeah.
You
know? So, moving along, can you give us an overview of...
Sure. I briefly mentioned that, of course, the sun now is in Capricorn. It's a serious time. The issue, the challenge is it's Christmas time, it's holiday time. So there's a tone of seriousness. And for many, it doesn't feel like the holidays. I would like all your listeners to get their chin up because it really is a very positive time. Because we have a chance to really start our resolutions today, today, today. The energy is with us today. If you need to start a diet, if you need to bring structure into your life, if you need to stop doing something that doesn't work for you, it is today. The energy of Saturn is very, very powerful. Saturn is not to be feared at all. It is of great assistance. It's tough love, but once you work within those boundaries, you will have the freedom that you desire. Also, Mercury, since December 16th through New Year's, through January 4th, is also in Capricorn. So the mind has a very serious tone. And again, I just want to be clear that just because you're not a Capricorn, we're all under the same sky. We're all under this energy of Saturn right now. So we all want to have fun, but to also know that it's a positive time to make our lives better. It's a time of realism. The truth is very liberating. As inconvenient as it may be sometimes, we don't want to deal with these headlines. We don't want to talk about these issues. Many people are tired of them, but we have to. We must. They're unpleasant, but this is the United States of America. We are the leaders of the free world. Our system, you know, we are Sag rising. Jupiter rules our chart. We're to bring the world a higher consciousness. Has our dream been realized? No, but we're well on our way. We're at a point where we have to look and put this puppy, you know, put this to bed once and for all. And the challenge is to deal with all of these ugly headlines, all of this acrimonious dispute. This issue of race, this issue of misogyny, it's been every day. And I know it can bog one down. It can sort of take the Christmas or holiday spirit out. But we really want to think about what is positive and possible. And that's not being delusional. It's very, very real. And especially with the Saturn energy, Saturn is a very real planet. So we have the chance. Again, the truth can be very, very inconvenient, but it is liberating. We also, you know, we want to be diplomatic. We want to open our ears. It's a time of awareness. It's not a time of knee-jerk reaction. It's not a time of finger-pointing or living in glass houses, because we all live in glass houses, and all the fingers are pointing back at all of us. You know, so to call people names, you're just calling it yourself, really. We all are in a glass house, and it's there before the grace of the universe, the grace of God, that here we are. So I'm very, very hopeful. And very feel very positive about the future. We just have to stay strong. It's wonderful that the universe has given us a great thinking cap right now with all of this concentrated energy, this realism. The challenge, of course, is to fight the pessimism. The term I would use over the next 2 or 3 months would be to be cautiously optimistic. You know, it's never good to be Chicken Little. The sky's not falling. But also, we don't want to fall asleep at the wheel. I really believe that cautiously optimistic is the way right now.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Venus, by the way, in Capricorn. So there you have it. Venus is love and money. So there's a serious tone there, but also an opportunity to bring structure to our money, our finances, to look at our relationships, whether they be platonic or non-platonic. Are they meeting our highest expectation? Are we wasting our time? Are we wasting our money? These are all questions, regardless of our sun sign, we must ask. Are we wasting our time? And this week, we want to think about time. We want to think about getting on time by making a resolution now, not January 1st, because it would be foolish to wait till then when you have so much positive and possible energy at your disposal. Does that make sense, Sally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Mars, by the way, is in Aquarius, and it will be there, I believe, until the 12th, and then it will move into Pisces, which is interesting, because Pisces is the antithesis of Mars. Mars is ruled, of course, by Aries, so it's very ego-driven. I am, I said. Where in Pisces, there's little or no ego. Sometimes it's defined as sort of a challenge, but especially now, I remember one writer described it as hitting a nail with a wet fish. But especially now, with the energy that we're dealing with, it'll be good that Mars moves into Pisces, because we can get out of our own way and think of others. And that's very, very important. Our actions, because Mars is an action planet, will have, if we're aware and we open our eyes, we'll be able to get out of our own way. It's not about me, it's about we. You either serve or you suffer. That's a very important piece to remember over the next few months. It does us no good to get wrapped up in negativity or the challenges. If we can help others, we will help ourselves. So let's all get out of our way.
Yep.
Right? We're going to talk a little, I guess, when we come back. We'll go through the sun signs for the year. Or if you have some questions, that would be great.
No, I'm just curious in the sun signs. Different sun signs.
I'm really fascinated by the cycle of Saturn this year. The fact that it's going to dip, like I said, it's like in previews through June, and then it goes back into Scorpio and says, ha ha. But come September, come this fall, we will be fair and square in this pool of understanding on a higher level. It's wonderful.
Well, that's good.
So all the stuff that's come up, will have the ability to think it out.
Okay, now hold that thought, Daryl. We're going to take a short break and come right back.
Lighting the way with positive energy and love. HRNradio.com.
Hi there, this is Sally Kirkland back with Daryl Gaines, and we're going to talk about the individual sun signs.
Yes. Let's start as the zodiac starts with Aries. And since we're going to start a little earlier this time, I truly believe we're going to make it through all 12 of the signs. And I always like to preface that if you know your rising, if you know your moon, it would be good to pay attention there. And please don't focus just on the sun. It's only a piece of who you are. It's the piece that you see. There's so much more to you. Again, it's like racial or gender identification. It's not who you are. But one becomes comfortable with what they can only see. But if they only could really see the true person and the true possibilities, and I'm not forcing astrology down anyone's throat. I know it's been taken as a silly parlor game by many, many people. Have question marks next to it. And that's great, because that makes astrologers better astrologers, and we're able to prove our point. We love doubt. Doubt is a wonderful thing. It's really important that you get your chart done, and not for prediction, but for an understanding of who you are, regardless of your chart, of your sign, the card that you were dealt. Astrology, in the end, is a celebration of autonomy, freedom, free will, free to be you, and to understand your place, some of the things you don't understand about you, some of the possibilities, the wonderful possibilities. So it really is a celebration of autonomy. And as I use that word, we start with the most autonomous sign in the zodiac, Aries. You know, Aries is a very self-sufficient sign. And my suggestion in 2015 for Aries in very broad strokes, I would say look to your opposite. And your opposite is Libra, partnership. Don't think you have to do it alone. You are very much a self-sufficient and general sun sign. But I think in 2015, it's important that you put on a Libra hat, the hat of your opposite sign, to learn to work with others. You are not alone. By the way, Sally, have you seen Into the Woods?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Sort of. I wasn't thrilled.
The only reason why I bring it up... I was listening to the score last night, and there's that beautiful song, No One Is Alone.
Yeah, I love that song.
It's very beautiful. And the lyrics, where it says people make mistakes. Fathers, mothers make mistakes. You're never alone. And sometimes Aries gets so used to doing it alone, they forget that there are other people around them. So let's not get so wrapped up and know that you are not alone. Next up is Taurus, and Taurus is ruled, of course, by Venus. Venus this year is going to go retrograde, so it's a really big year for Taurus. Like I said, Venus is your ruling planet. It's going to have you go deep inside the middle of the year and to really look at what your true values are. Very, very important to define what you really love. What is important? Is it stuff? Is it things? Are we going to let go of what holds us down? Not that that may be the case with many of the Taurus, but there's a wonderful opportunity in 2013 for Taurus to let go. And just be a little lighter on their feet. Very loyal and steadfast sign. The challenge this year, and like so many years, is to let go and understand that the only thing you can control is yourself. Any questions, Sally?
No.
Next up, Gemini. Big year for Gemini. That's due for many reasons. You know, Saturn is going to be in Sagittarius. That's the opposite sign of Gemini. This is a significant year for Geminis, many Geminis, especially the ones born the first 10 degrees. It's going to give you an opportunity to look at your home and your career, at your relationships, whether they be platonic or non-platonic. It's going to ask you to focus, to bring concentrated energy to your brilliant mind, to that mind that has many, many ideas and plans. The challenge of Gemini, of course, is the jack of all trades. But can we master one really well? And I ask all the Geminis out there to bring an element of concentrated energy and focus, especially to your career. Very, very important this year for Gemini. To get out of your head, to celebrate that wonderful head, but to know that two things. You have to focus, and logical is the way to go. Just throwing it up in the air and, you know, not paying attention will not serve you well. 2015, 2016. This is a very important turning point for many, many Geminis. You're a Gemini rising.
I am.
What's interesting, Sally, is that Saturn will be going above the horizon in your chart. And the beauty of that wheel, as I like to say, it really is musical. And we stay on the beat. It's orchestrated. Now, for 14 years, Saturn has been hovering beneath the horizon. That is not to say that is bad. You have been working very, very hard, but over the last 2 years, you can feel the energy building as your ambitions are becoming more visible. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because Saturn is going above the horizon, because your seventh house, which is above, is where Saturn is going. So that magnificent film that you were in, where you gave a magnificent performance, has been seen. And you will see yourself getting many, many, many more opportunities to show all that hard work over the last 14 years where it seemed that you were hiding. So I say that to Geminis, that you know, it really is time to start thinking about taking your career ambitions to a higher place. But please, please, please focus and try to work on one really, really well, because it will, in the end, serve you well. I believe we're going to a commercial.
Yeah. We'll be right back with your old games.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hi there, this is Sally Kirkland, back with Daryl Gaines. And what sign are we up to now, Daryl?
We're next with Cancer. And Cancer has, as we all do, all 12 signs. This 2015 is a very big year. For Cancers, it's very, very important to get really, really super organized. This new moon and Cancer's opposite sign really, really should be sending some messages to the Cancers out there. It's critical that Cancers look at their health, look at their wellness, look at what they are doing to help others. Because as feeling and as giving as cancers are, cancers can be paralyzed by emotion and become, and even though cancers may not be aware, can be very, very selfish and trapped by emotion. This is the year to really think about helping others even more. Just because, you know, if, you know, someone, you know, when you help someone, sometimes they crucify you. Keep helping. Keep helping cancer. It's very, very important. You also, cancers want to think about these money issues. If you're doing what you love, if you're really doing what you love, your money, your material situation will change. So cancers have got to look at the work. Is it what you really love? Cancer is a water sign. It's very passionate. But Cancer is the opposite of Capricorn. It's very, very concerned about security and achievement. And sometimes to have security and achievement, cancers will do things that they don't feel. So those are some of the issues cancers want to look at in 2015. And as we move to Leo, Leo also wants to look at their creative potential. And also, if children are in the picture, or if there's a desire to have children, many, many Leos will be thinking about their children that they have and the children that they would like to have. Also, even if a Leo is in corporate America, it would be very, very important this year for Leos to look at a hobby, a creative hobby. During any stressful times in 2015, it would help tremendously to get a creative hobby. It would act as a catharsis to anything that may ail you at the time. But it's a great year. It's a great year for all of the signs. I just like to point out the challenges, but there's so much possibilities, really. Next up, Virgo. Virgo, once again, is going to see lucky Jupiter enter their sign later this year. It's sometimes very, very difficult for Virgos to get their nose off the grindstone and look up and then just enjoy, because many Virgos are such perfectionists. So my suggestion to people who are Virgos, who have a lot of Virgo energy in your chart, is to look up. Work is very important. Details are very important. But this year, especially the second half of the year, is about expansion, is about, for once, taking center stage. I'd like for you, Virgos, to make believe you're a Leo. Speak up. Be a star. I know it's difficult because you don't, Virgos don't like one T uncrossed, one I undotted. So it's important that Virgos really, really get out of the enslavement of work and enjoy life a little more and stop worrying so much. Any questions, Sally?
No, just listening.
What's going on with you again?
I'm just waiting for the Academy to get copies of my film, Archaeology of a Woman. It should be today or tomorrow.
Okay, terrific. This is a good week for that to happen. I bring this up for everyone. I don't want to sound like a parrot, but it's really important that we start and plan now. Please, please, please don't use January 1st as your resolution. It's this week, kids. So on to Libra. If I ask Aries to be a little more partnership-oriented, I'm asking Librans to try to go it alone. Not alone in the sense of, but try just to be able to spend time alone at certain points in the year. April's a big, big, big month for Librans. There'll be a lunar eclipse in Libra. It will be a turning point in a very positive way. So if you're dealing with relationship issues, partnership, whether they be business or romantic, you will see April to be the turning point. It's a major, major month for Librans. Next up is Scorpio. Well, now that Saturn is leading you, what you want to keep asking throughout the first 6 months of 2015 is, what have I learned? What have I made better in my life? What do I need to do? But really, really have a heart-to-heart talk with those close to you that you can trust, that see you as you are, and be willing to have an open mind, because Saturn has given you an opportunity over the last 2.5 years that it's been in Scorpio to make better. You want to ask yourself and those who love you, what have I missed? What more can I do? For you, Sally, it's been Saturn in Scorpio has been amazing. I know there have been challenges, but it's put you back in the collective consciousness in your business. You haven't been this visible in a long, long time, even though you've been working quietly alone. You're going to feel that energy shift again as that career ambition goes above the horizon, where more and more of your objectives can be realized. Your career objectives can be realized.
Good.
So I know
we're going to take a short
we're going
break.
To a commercial, so
yeah,
we'll
and we'll come back for our last 8 minute segment.
Environmentally sound for your mind. HRNradio.com.
Podcast to help you reach your positive potential. HRNradio.com.
Hi there, this is Sally Kirkland back with Daryl Gaines. And we were talking about Scorpio.
Yes. And we wrapped Scorpio up, so we've got Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. We've got to do them before we end the show. So right away, Sagittarius, big year. Saturn moving into Sagittarius. Time to get serious. Don't think your wings are being clipped. They're not. You have your wings. You will forever be Jupiter. You just have to bring it down a notch. And as I said with Gemini, you're going to have to focus. I love that Sagittarius sees the tree and the forest, but they really see the forest. For the next 2 years, I'm going to ask you to be just a little petty and focus on a tree. You have a natural born vision of the forest. That's the beauty. You're big. You're expansive. You're not petty. You see the possibilities. You understand the higher consciousness. But cycle of Saturn moving into Sagittarius is the correction course. Don't be offended. Don't be discouraged by any of the challenges. It's just going to make you better and will bring in 2.5 years many of your wildest dreams possible. So walk the chalk line, Sagittarius. Next up, Capricorn. Well, Capricorn, by nature, is a loner because it's Saturn, and Saturn knows that, you know, in order to do something, nothing can be given to you. You must work hard. You must follow the law. You must, as I say, walk the chalk line. Even more so in 2015, because there'll be a heavy emphasis on the place of solitude. My advice for Capricorn, yes, respect the solitude, but don't hibernate too much. There will be the energy of hibernation for Capricorns in 2015. It's important that you respect solitude. Don't lose yourself in it. Come out, still share, but know these 2 years are about you restructuring your life from top to bottom. It's a very, very important year for Capricorns. It's an important year for all of us, but for people that have Capricorn in their chart, and I want to be clear about that, because the sun sign, doing sun sign readings like this is a bit troubling for me, because there are pieces of all of us in us. I have a lot of Capricorn in me. I'm not a Capricorn. You have it. You know, Jay has it. So it's so important that we look at where these planets fall in our chart and those principles of life. It's very, very important. But for those with a lot of Capricorn in their chart, this is the moment of you being a cocoon and coming out in 2 years as a butterfly. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Sally?
Yeah.
So just embrace it, but don't get lost in it. Aquarius, fantastic year. Perhaps, in my humble opinion, Aquarians may see their best year in many, many years. Some of your visions, some of your wildest, most unique, innovative ideas will come to be starting this year. Fantastic, fantastic year for Aquarius. My advice and the challenge for Aquarians is to stay present and try to become just a little more attached to those who love you. That may present some challenges, but in many ways, your career objectives are just busting at the seams. Very, very wonderful time for Aquarians. It's been a struggle the last 2.5 years for a lot of Aquarians. Been working in the trenches. So enjoy, Aquarius. Do you have anything in Aquarius, Sally?
Midheaven.
I don't have your chart. What's that?
My midheaven.
Exactly. I know. The ruler of the midheaven and the first. That's what I've been. Yep. Fantastic, fantastic. Your career is really, really, really on fire. More than you know. And finally, we have Pisces. Pisces. What I just said about Capricorn being sort of like in a cocoon. I want my Pisces to be a butterfly. It's time for you to come out and shine and share that beautiful, spiritual, the upside of Neptune, the upside, the divine, the best. best way I can describe it is it's like a coming out for you. Be the butterfly and fly. So we are coming to the end of the show because I think we're running out of time.
We're going to have a short break and then we're going to say goodbye.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Well, thank you, Daryl Gaines, for being with me today. Do you have any words of wisdom to everybody
in
signing off?
Yes, thank you, Sally. It's always a pleasure and a privilege to be with you. I'm wishing everyone a wonderful calendar 2015, and really, if we could just start this week on our resolutions, because the energy is there. It's all about the energy of the moment. And don't wait till January 1st. The new moon yesterday was everything.
Okay.
Positive and possible. Great, great, strong, concentrated energy. It may not be, you know, bells and whistles or feel like that, but it is because it's giving us two strong feet to walk on right now.
And with that, we say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.